Telephone. One big package of fun and music, delivered to you by the stars you want to hear, in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now all hands prepare for action. And there'll be plenty of guest fare aboard the good ship mail call, because we have a galaxy of stars gathered here to give you the tops in entertainment. And here to skip us through the waters of music and fun is your four-star captain, Beautiful Passing Down.
Thank you, and hello everybody, everywhere. Welcome aboard. For the time for you to set aside your thoughts, paint favorites, cheer up and work of all sorts, and get ready for 30 minutes of holiday routine. Our ship is bustling with activity as our stars make ready to take the wheel. And here to top things off is a guy that goes wonders to the star. That great stylist, Ken Starr.
I cannot be what I am. I can't. like to talk to her. What's she going to do? Suppose you go upstairs and you look for like cherries or roses or berries. What's she going to do? Suppose he had his hair something sweeter and cream and he's got a half creamer day. What's she going to do when you thought that way? The girl who can say no, I can't seem to say it at all. I hate to see the point of gold when he is paying our call. So the while I'm on the velveteen set, then I think of my own gold. I'll do for him what he would do for me. Romeo in a sombrero and cap. As soon as I sit on the lap, something is happening. I say, say no. My favorite food. Slipper without the mistletoe. I'm in a holiday mood. Other girls are playing hard to catch, but other girls ain't having any fun. Every time I lose a basket, I get a funny feeling that I won.
Because we want to hear another of your great songs. And now, fellows, I'd like to introduce a fellow that's going to introduce a fellow that's got... Oh, no, let's stop there. Here's Robert Young.
Every century or so, civilization produces a great musical genius. The 19th century gave forth the matchless European violin virtuoso, Isaiah. But we in the 20th century are more fortunate, for we have been gifted with a number of musical geniuses whose names will live forever. There's Yasha Heifetz, the incredibly nimble-fingered violinist. Gregor Piatigorsky, the eminently successful cellist. I knew I'd get it. You've heard of Tchaikovsky, Berkeley, Rimsky-Korsakov.
Bob, that sounds like the Notre Dame football game.
None other than Chico Marx.
Dave, I'd like to play something, but we got someone going to help me a little bit. What do you got?
Got
a nine quadrant player. Blues. Blues? Oh, wait a minute. Hello. How do you do, Lou? You know Gypsy Love Song?
I know the chorus.
You know the chorus, huh? In the mic, you know it.
I know the chorus, Eagle.
Well, if I play the verse, maybe you could follow, huh?
Will you play the verse and I'll noodle?
You want to noodle around?
I'll noodle.
What do you mean by noodling?
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
That's fine. You noodle on that and I'll mar. You noodle on that thing and I'll macaroni on the sofa.
Thank you. want so much.
That's very good, though. Now we try the chorus. But the chorus we're going to play is pianissimo. You know pianissimo, eh? You don't know what pianissimo is? How long have you studied music? 15. You know, 2 more years, you could have been a plumber. 15 years. All right, I tell you what we do. We make it very simple. We play at Allegro Pizzicato. You know Allegro Pizzicato. You know any of the Pizzicatos? You must have been with Spike Jones or something. All right, do you know what pistachio is?
Pistachio, I know.
Oh, well, we play pistachio.
Many of you men overseas are tuning in your radio to hear the thrilling dramas on Suspense. One of the highlights in the series has been the unforgettable performance of Agnes Moorehead in Sorry, Wrong Number. Here at home, the response of both critics and public was so enthusiastic that Miss Moorehead was called upon to repeat the playlist several times. On each occasion, she gave a stirring, vivid portrayal as a neurotic woman who hears a murder being plotted over cross telephone wires and finally learns that the intended victim of the murder is herself. This Moorehead characterization is truly an incomparable study in character. Tonight we hope to bring you this great radio drama, Sorry, Wrong Number. Miss Agnes Moorehead, unfortunately, was unable to be with us. So we secured the services of another personality with a strange dynamic appeal. None other than Jack Benny. I'll take you to Mr. Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack sitting anxiously by the telephone waiting. Nerves shattered, another victim of suspense.
Yes,
busy, busy, busy. You can't be busy all this time.
Operator, operator. Quiet, Polly. Operator, operator.
I'm sorry, that line is busy.
Listen, operator, I've been trying to get that number for the last 20 minutes. It's a big advertising agency. They have a switchboard.
I'm sorry, the line is busy.
Oh, busy. I've been reading that number since 25 after 11. Do you know what time it is now?
For the correct time dial, over it says 900.
Operator, I know what time it is. It's a quarter to 12. Polly, quiet. Listen, operator. I'm a subscriber. I pay my bills every month, and since I've been on this phone, I've had nothing but trouble.
Trouble? One moment, please. I will connect you.
Repair department.
That's not my trouble. What do I have to do to get Hillside 7593?
Just call the operator.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't I? Operator. Operator.
Number, please.
Look, operator. I want Hillside 7593.
You may dial that number today.
I did dial the number. I keep getting a busy thing. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Look, operator. I'm Jack Jack. I have a radio program. My option comes up at 12 o'clock tonight. If I don't hear from my sponsor, Mr. Jones, in 15 minutes, I'll be out of a job. He's the advertising manager. I'm trying to get him on the phone, and I can't get the number.
I will connect you with information.
Operator, don't you understand? I don't want information. All right. Look, I don't want it. I want 75 Hill, 593. I mean Hillside, 7593.
You may dial that number now.
I try to direct. Indirect, you spell backwards. Now, what do I have to do to get Hillside? 7593.
You may
dial
that,
that number direct. Oh, it's done. I don't know what it is. It's getting later. Later.
One of the twelve.
Polly, quiet. The time is 10 minutes to 12 now. Your watch is broke. Well, I'll try. Whoop! There it is. It's my sponsor. He called me. He's calling me. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Benny?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's 50 words or less, isn't it?
The contest is over. Fine time to ask about my contest. If my sponsor doesn't call me pretty soon, I'll go nuts. I still have 8 minutes. I gotta reach Mr. Jones by 12 o'clock. Polly, quiet. Here's a cracker. You can eat it slowly. It might be your last. Oh, I'll try that number again. The boss is still busy. I know it's him. I'm sure there must be something wrong with it.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Is that you, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, that's my sponsor. Mr. Jones, this is me, Jack Benny.
Hello, George?
They can't hear me. The wire's been caught.
Yes, George. I've thought the matter over thoroughly, and I've decided to let him go.
I see. Well, it's quite a shock to him. He's been with us a long time.
Well, George, he's dead coming. His work has fallen off so badly, it isn't funny anymore.
Yikes! What about me? Mrs. Jones, operate.
Well, Mrs. Jones, don't you think you ought to warn him and give him another chance? It might be difficult to replace.
That's right. Tell him, George. Tell him. My boy, George. My boy, tell him.
No, no, George. I've made up my mind. I think we should look for a younger man.
Younger? Why, I'm only 37. 74, you dope. That's your count.
No, you don't think warning him would do any good, eh, Mr. Jones?
No, no, he's had his chance.
Mr. Jones, please, don't have a small idea. Warn him. Give me another chance. I might be just a little late.
All right, Mr. Jones. I'll let him.
I'll be cut off. Operator. Operator. Operator.
Number three.
Operator, I want your side, 7953. Will you please get a chance?
You may dial that number to rest.
But I've been dialing all morning. My fingers are so swollen, they don't fit into the hole. Thank you, thank you. 25 minutes ago. I can only talk to Mr. Jones. I can just plead with him. Beg with him. Beg him like I did last year. Maybe I could talk him into giving me another...
$1,000.
What am I going to do? I got to think fast. Polly, shut up! This is serious. You may have to go to work. 4 minutes to 12. Wait a minute, I know. I'll call my agent. That's it, my agent. Why am I paying him 9%? I'll try and get him... That might be Mr. Jones. Oh, hello?
Hello, is that you, Edna?
Edna?
This is Johnny McGuire. I just got back from the South Pacific. I haven't seen a woman in 3 years. You're the first one I called.
Look, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, don't give me that, Edna. I recognize your voice right away.
but
Now, what do you say, Ed? Just you and me step out tonight, I'll buy you a nice big dinner.
Look, I'm telling you, you had the wrong... Dinner? No, what am I thinking of? He'd only want to... I'm sorry, you had the wrong number.
Maybe then I know him. Oh, my goodness, he looks well. No time to call my agent now. I gotta get Mr. Jones. Maybe he hasn't signed anybody else yet. I'll tell him I'll do anything he asks. Hey, I'll let him cut myself. This year I'll suggest it myself. So I'm serious, not busy. I still have time.
This is your guy, 7592.
Get me Mr. Jones quick. What's the address?
Mr. Jones is sitting on another line. Would you call
down? No, I'll hold on. Oh, Mr. Jones, hurry. You haven't got much time. I mean, I haven't got much time. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is that you, Mr. Jones? Oh, it's you, Polly. That's your big mouth.
Hello? What's that?
Mr. Jones. I wasn't talking to you, Mr. Jones. It wasn't your big mouth. It was my parrot. This is Jack Benny.
Oh, well, Jack, I'm glad you called. I want to
say... Mr. Jones, please. Before you say anything, you've got to listen. I know I've been out of here a long time, but I'm not stupid. Honest, I'm not. There's still a few good years left in me. I want you to have.
But,
sir. You mean you're going to pick up my
offer? Certainly. I've been trying
to
call you all morning. Your phone's been busy.
My phone? Busy? Oh.
Tell me, Jack. Whatever gave you the idea we wouldn't pick up
your offer? Well, Mr. Jones, I called you a few minutes ago, and the wires got crossed. I heard you talking to a man named George.
Oh, yes. He's my office manager.
Well, I overheard you telling him to let somebody go. You wanted a younger man.
Oh, I remember. Certainly. I discharged him this morning. It was the janitor.
The janitor?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, it's the janitor. Joke certainly on me. Well, Mr. Jones, if the man wasn't doing his work, what else could you do? It's not your fault for managing this. There's no place for sentiment in business, Mr. Jones. That's what I like about you, Mr. Jones. You don't let your heart rule your head. That janitor got what was coming to him. I don't believe in a man whining and trying to hang on to a job when he's not wanted. I agree with you. If a man can't deliver, let him go. Get rid of him, I say. Fire him!
Thank you, Agnes Moore.
Yes, sir. And your
cast is splendid performance. And thank you again, Robert Young, for a swell job of emceeing while I was down below having a cup of joe. Right now, I think it's time for another song from Celeste Holmes. How about it, Celeste?
Okay. What's the use of wondering, or is it you who's busting out all over?
Play something, Major. Are you talking?
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. But they're busting out of bushes and the rock and with the cookies, every little wheel is put up beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense. That the young Virginia troopers have been hugging the troopers out all the morning glories on the fair. Because it's June. Because it's hard, it's June.
But alive and gay. The busting out all over. The saplings are busting out with that. Lovely fun, my brother Junior, and my sister's even loonier, and my ma's getting kidneys with that.
Tune in, but you're not all over. You see, I'm sleeping anymore. All the rams that take the Lucifer are determined of the Lucifer, and the Lucifer are even keeping score. Because it's true. Got to think of it. Wonderful. Thanks a million, Gillette. And now, fellas, I see that it's time for us to be heading home. We'll have to secure the good ship mail call until next week. But then it will be another cruise across the waters of music and fun. This is your skipper, Kathy Downs, reminding you to keep riding and saying so long for a while and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secured. Sitting for Zander Night's Log include Kay Starr, Celeste Holmes, Robert Young, Eco Mark, Jack Kenny, and of course the beautiful skipper, Kathy Dunn. And remember, another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear. Roger Rooney speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, voice of information and education.